Sometimes we are bemused and blinded by our own reflections, but occasionally we meet someone who is transparent to the Creator for us, and the love's face shines in human form. It happens often to me. I am so grateful to and sensitive to the beauty in so many people I meet and talk with. I am more fortunate than most, for much of my outer service is talking to, encouraging and supporting outsiders and wanderers, and so I meet a very special and sweet tribe of beings. Polarity. The one great original thought of the infinite Creator is love. This creative love is the radiance that appeals to and attracts the service to others oriented or positive seeker. Our third density experience is all about love, and about the choice of our path of pursuing love is love of others, or love of self. This state of being drawn or attracted to something is polarity. Polarity, as commonly used in the physical world, is that property expressed by bodies having magnetic poles, either positive and attractive, or negative and repulsive. This term is defined in terms of the magnetic field of the Earth, the positive pole being designated the north, and the negative, the south. However, for work in metaphysics, we may understand polarity as any tendency to turn, grow, think or feel in a certain way because of magnetic attraction or repulsion. As the UR group puts it, just as your battery within your automobile is able to function because of the potential difference between the positive and the negative charge, so is the seeker of truth able to do work in consciousness according to its ability to polarize itself in the positive or service to others fashion in an if-five manner. 45 Bruce Perritt suggests that the polarity of first density is illyrical, and that magnetic polarity is a creature of second density. The difference between illyric and magnetic polarities is the number of dimensions involved. Illyric is one-dimensional, magnetic is two-dimensional. As a rough analogy, you could think of it as illyricity being the initial concept of polarity in the first density, and magnetic as the concept of polarity in the second density. 46 Moreover, he suggests that a good synonym for polarity is dichotomy. 176, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. Einklein cosmology. I typically refer to polarity by the word dichotomy, division into two contrary or parts or opinions. Polarity tends to deal with the extremes of poles, in opposition, rather than contrarian, though I can understand why Ra uses polarity, because he is trying to deal with the extremes of service to self and service to others, the big choice of this density. I dislike polarity because it is so tied into physical properties. You know how it is with esoteric and metaphysical literature. Every word means something different to every reader. 47 It is so true that words are slippery things, especially when we attempt to take words beyond the bounds of their first use, as with polarity. In talking with my scientist friend, I told him that when I think about polarity, I think in terms of attraction rather than repulsion, that I think of service to others as the attraction to good rather than the repulsion by evil. Bruce replied, perhaps you should think in terms of attraction and repel, rather than repulse, which has emotional connotation. A person who is spiritually attracted to good will naturally be repelled by evil. Note that this is a co-magnetic relationship, not a magnetic one, where like poles, good or evil, attract. And opposites repel. Thus, when a positive seeker starts to wander near evil, opposite poles repel, and they are simply pushed away from it. Likewise, when they wander near good, they are pulled closer. Understand, also, that some people are attracted to evil. It works both ways. Service to others moves towards the good pole, and service to self towards the evil pole. And both words, good, evil, are a matter of perspective. What is good to STS, is evil to STO, and vice versa. 48 In speaking with Dana the other day, she and I both mused over the simple fact that the same four letters spell live, evil and veil. It is an interesting bit of fact. We acquire polarity by being attracted to one of the poles of the magnet, the metaphysical magnetic poles being good and evil. Just as an element is pulled to the anode in chemical electrocatalysis, we are pulled to the lodestone of love by our desire to experience and share in this love of the Creator. As beginners in the school of life and love, we are like soft iron, pulled to the magnet but not in any lasting way. However, as we make and remake the choice of love over fear, giving over taking, and so forth, we gradually impart to ourselves a permanent status as magnet rather than simply magnetized. Once this is achieved, our work is exponentially easier, but it is a long time in coming, and we are never through, within this density, with the making of ethical choices. Don asks those of Ra, 177, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Questioner, yesterday we were talking about the split that occurs when an entity either consciously or unconsciously chooses the path that leads to either service to others or service to self. The philosophical question of why such a split even exists came up. It was my impression that just as it is in illicity, if we have no polarity in illicity, we have no illicity, we have no Orion. Therefore, I am assuming that it is the same in consciousness. If we have no polarity in consciousness, we also have no Orion or experience. Is this Kua? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. You may use the general term work. 49 Bruce Perrott points out that the first choice that established this dichotomy or polarity was the creator's. Since the one creator had to initiate this recursive dichotomy, each time we make a decision, right or wrong, we are renewing the creation process, and creating a whole new flow of our life, based on that decision. Isn't this what the one creator did to get the universe going, made a choice? ? 50 When we work in consciousness, then, all this work aids in polarization. Questioner, I would ask if it is possible to increase polarity without increasing harvestability? Ra, I am Ra. The Kain between polarization and harvestability is most important in third density harvest. In this density, an increase in the serving of others or the serving of self will almost inevitably increase the ability of an entity to enjoy an higher intensity of light. Thus in this density, we may say, it is hardly possible to polarize without increasing in harvestability. 51 So if we are polarizing, we are working towards graduation, a reassuring point. We are not involved in an obstreperous struggle to understand good and evil. We are, rather, ethical beings, spiritual entities, who by being attuned to the polarity of our choice are assisting and accelerating our spiritual evolution. Don asks again concerning polarity. Questioner, when this major galaxy is formed by the logos, polarity then exists in a sense that we have illical polarity. We do have illical polarity existing at that time. Is that Kua? Ra, I am Ra. I accept this as Kua with the stipulation that what you term illical be understood as not only the one, Larson, stipulated its meaning but also in what you would call the metaphysical sense. 178, Chapter 6. A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Questioner, are you saying then that we have not only a polarity of illical charge but also a polarity in consciousness at that time? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. All is potentially available from the beginning of your physical space/time, it then being the Funion of consciousness complexes to begin to use the physical materials to gain experience to then polarize in a metaphysical sense. 52 Those of you who take a look at polarity, this choice of service to others or service to self, when the one creator divided itself in order that it might further know itself, the division which took place became likened unto an illusion, for the result was the creation and is moment by moment the creation as you know it and far beyond what you know. As the creator, which is simplicity itself, became that which seemed complex. The possibility of two means of traveling through the creation or each portion of the creation became apparent. That which moved in resonance with unity became that which you know as the service to others path, that which is radiant and expresses the light of the one creator to all about it, for all is seen the same as self, that is, the one creator. The service to self path became possible when the first division in third density consciousness occurred due to the placement of what you have called the veil of forgetting between the conscious and the unconscious minds. This intensification of the illusion of separation provided to the creator a more intense and purified means for that portion of itself which may be seen as magnetic to Funion. Thus, The service to self path is one which draws unto itself the light of the Creator in all portions of the creation about the entity which has chosen this means of knowing itself and of evolving towards the same Creator. Thus, it is the same light which powers both paths in opposite fashion, or so it would seem within the saga of polarity, for as those of the service to those paths give forth the light to all about them, it would seem that this ion is in opposition to the service to self path which absorbs the light and uses it for its own purposes. Yet, in truth, it is the Creator which provides the light for both paths, and the same Creator which receives the light as a result of the ion that is potentiating upon each path. 53. One point about polarity has bothered those who write to me through the years perhaps more than any other, and Peter Stewart puts it very well. 179. Chapter 6. A little cosmology. Einclean cosmology. I have always felt that there was a need for a balance of these two types of behavior, service to self and service to others. However, there are times when an ion is for my own benefit, but others can often benefit from this ion, in a dire experiential way. If I plant beautiful trees and flowers in my yard for my personal enjoyment and enhancement of my living situation, others also can appreciate and enjoy the beauty. The opposite is true if the same plants and flowers were donated to the community to be planted in a park, it will benefit everyone including myself. Am I missing something here? ? 54. The seeming contradiction is typical of spiritual matters. Yes, if one is serving others, one cannot help serving the self, for not only does it feel pleasing to polarize towards love, it also is a spiritual truth that anything that one gives to the creation comes back 100 and 1,000-fold. Further, if we serve ourselves, we end up serving others because all is one, both ourselves and other selves being the Creator. It truly is a matter of preference and desire which way one decides to seek. There are very, very few negatively oriented wanderers here, the risk of the forgetting process being too great for selfish souls, so if we feel we are wanderers, we are almost certainly one of those who has worked previously in the positive polarity. Seekers in general, as they awaken, are overwhelmingly of positive polarity and wish to polarize further. So it is well to accept that there is no simple, logical simplification of this spiritual process. It is as it is. Those of you who say, we have used the terms the way of that which is to describe the path of the positive polarity and the path of that which is not to describe the path of negative polarity. Both paths reach the same Creator. 55. What is that which is? Unity. What is that which is not? Separation. The positive polarity chooses to see all as worthy of love and care, to be given to without expiation of return. The negative polarity sees all others as needing to be controlled and protected for their own good by the self, according to the needs and desires of the self. To love without demand or to control is the choice of this density. Each of you is a being of pure light. Each of you has complete freedom to choose the way in which you will manifest that light. All the so-called evils of the world are but love distorted. We encourage you to find ways to choose love over fear, light over darkness, surrender over control, for the attempt to control is at heart service to self. Know as deeply as you can and as often as you can who you are and where you are going, and for the rest, trust destiny. 56. 180. Chapter 6. A little cosmology. Einclean cosmology. Most seekers, as I said, already yearn for being more polarized in service to others. The times in my life where I truly give to others or truly am in service to other beings, are the moments in which the joy, the love and the union vibrate in my whole body. Are the meaningful moments of my life because true joy and gratitude are felt in my heart? I want to expand this experience and be able to polarize more towards the service to those path. 57. This process is a difficult one, or certainly can seem so. Quently of the hardships of the spiritual polarizer, UO speaks hello. The efforts to reify difficult situations can oftentimes lead to breakthrough experiences with the other self as hearts open honestly to each other. That this does not occur often makes the desire for it all the greater in those who wish to give and to receive love within your illusion. The constant desire and effort made in this Dhyan is that which builds within you the metaphysical or spiritual power, which is much like the power of any battery which stores energy. As you increase the positive polarization, the battery has the ability to do more work. 58. The nature of positive polarity is such that in order to deal lovingly with someone else's dark side, we will see our own dark side too. This is hard. Those of you who help with this concept, one's relation to one's dark side should be one of gratitude and love, for the dark side is that which strengthens and enables the light side. Each experience of the darker side of self is that which burns away pride and what this instrument would call egotism. It is well when one sees that side of self which has those vices and sins, if you will, in abundance, not to turn away but rather to embrace, to love, to accept and to forgive that part of the self for being. 59. We will find this to be no easy thing. It need not founder us, however. We just need to accept that we will experience the varied menu of both the good and bad of life as we go. Bruce Perrett puts it this way: everything in this universe seeks unity. So, if the positive path seeks only positive experience, it will become a sharply unbalanced polarity, kind of like all the clothes lumped up on one side of the washing machine during the spin cycle. And we all know what that does. The mechanism starts to fail. Parts can break, and the washer cannot do its job effectively. So, would it not make sense for those on 181, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology, either path, to seek encounters with both positive and negative, so that the clothes stay evenly distributed around the drum in the washer? You still get your increase in polarity, but don't end up lopsided and inefficient. 60. We would never want our spiritual development to be lopsided. Further, Bruce points out, the process of individuation in youth has a service to self asp that is not our lasting choice. Hopefully, service to self must occur in our youth, as a survival necessity. We are simply not equipped, either physically, mentally or emotionally, to engage in true service to others, until we have a reasonable understanding of who we are, and what we are capable of. One needs to serve oneself during youth to make these discoveries. Once we have learned a bit about who we are, we then know what we can offer in service to others, and only then can a person truly become service to other oriented, as a conscious. 61. The time of that conscious awareness varies greatly. I awoke very early in my babyhood. I cannot remember not knowing, simply assuming, that I was a child of the Creator, that my father was in heaven, not in the sense of being dead, but in the sense of being pure deity. I knew I had a father on earth, but I identified myself as a child of God. The general range of awakening is from 13 or 14, at the onset of puberty, through about age 25. Naturally, some awaken as children, some as in between child and adult, some as adults, middle-aged or older people. We all have a uniquely set alarm clock for spiritual awakening. Those of you who add, before one can be free to serve another, one must come into relationship with the self, and the process of arriving at a love and acceptance of the self may seem very selfish and egotistical. 62. This process of choosing polarity, then, will be difficult, at least on the surface of it, time and again. A Luna Joy shares a delightful story. A parable is told of a farmer who owned an old donkey. The donkey fell into the farmer's well. The farmer heard the donkey braying, or whatever donkeys do when they fall into wells. After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the donkey, but decided that neither the donkey nor the well was worth the trouble of saving. Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened, and enlisted them to help haul dirt to bury the old donkey in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the old donkey was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling and, 182, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology, the dirt hit his back, a thought struck him. It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he should shake it off and step up. This he did, blow after blow. Shake it off and step up, shake it off and step up, Shake it off and step up, he repeated to encourage himself. No matter how painful the blows, or distressing the situation seemed, the old donkey fought panic and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up. You're right. It wasn't long before the old donkey, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well. What seemed like something that would bury him, Ali blessed him, all because of the manner in which he handled his adversity. 63. The best attitude, then, is guarded equanimity, supported by whatever iron seems, in our best judgment, called for. We may remain calm, but we stand ready to paddle like mad, like the polarizing ducks we are, through all manner of times of testing. One who seeks the truth cannot rest upon the previously found truths or previously made ethical choices of one's pilgrimage, but must continuously be prepared to meet that present circumstance which uses all past choices and demands then a living witness of your own polarity. Your choices without the energy of your will are like lamps without fuel and are not useful. Thusly, in your theoretical, metaphysical being, be very conscious that the entity who seeks shall be tested and the seeking shall go forward when the test has been passed, the passing of the test being the responsible and reliable remembrance and embracing of past choices which have increased positive polarity. 64. And in this testing cycle, we will be experiencing our own universal self, in its dark side. For we do, indeed, have all polarity within ourselves. I have always thought of this as the full circle self, one half being light or positive, the other half dark or negative. Larsonian physicist Perret looks at it another way, one helpful in its implications. The flow of light is much like the flow of water from a faucet. Service to others is the faucet, pouring forth light. Somewhere, there must be a drain, service to self, to absorb that light, and return it to the plumbing. And you know what? The original faucet probably will be pulling that water from the same plumbing, so it is making a big loop, and we only see what comes out of the faucet, and into the drain. When Larson discovered the cosmic say or, the antimatter half of the universe that exists in reciprocal, inverse, relationship to the material, a new door opened up. Because the cosmic say or existed in three-dimensional, 183, chapter 6, a little cosmology, Einclean cosmology time, rather than three-dimensional space, the postulates of the reciprocal system showed that everything that occurred in space, also occurred in time, in the cosmic say or, cosmic stars, cosmic planets, cosmic people. And biological life occurs when one of these cosmic people becomes attached with a material person, the ego and the shadow of the psyche. Now we can see the other half. If the ego of a person is oriented as service to others, their shadow, the dark side of the person, would naturally be service to self, but would exist in this cosmic say or, two faces of one coin, here, a service to self person, there, a service to others person. And the circuit becomes complete, the plumbing revealed. There are not two polarities involved, but Ali four. A quadration, a dichotomy of a dichotomy, divided equally between time and space, but the same entity. 65. We are larger people than we knew. And we do get tested. Repeatedly. Here is a good example of such a time of testing, reported by Dale Chorley, a deeply thoughtful wanderer. I feel there is residual permanence in all we do and all we touch, foreverness, and in that vein I was wondering if the knowledge gained about negatively polarized entities serves as a foothold for their efforts. I ask because I have been having brief but intense episodes of what could be called panic attacks that start in the lower abdomen, what I would call a chakra rush, that quickly reaches my head and is hot, hot, hot. All the while I am coaxed into thinking about taking the easy way to do something. It lasts maybe 10 seconds or so, but it totally encompasses every fiber of my being. I am not afraid per se, but I am trying to understand. 66. It's not so hard to understand when we have some background. Dale had been working with an orange ray issue repeatedly. It was time for him to be tested to see if his life equaled his learning. And I would say a 10-second battle indicates a fairly high degree of learning. Well done, Dale. Once this process of cyclical testing is understood, it becomes a more efficient process, though not easier. The principle of seniority of incarnation by vibration is simply that as an entity takes hold of those gifts, talents and resources with which it entered the incarnational experience and works to maximize the giving of those gifts through the manner of living, the efforts and intentions to serve and to offer the perceived gifts as fully as possible create a rhythm of learning, changing, consolidating and preparing for more learning. This cycle, once perceived by an entity, can be cooperated with by that. 184, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Entity, thereby doubling and redoubling the polarity of the incarnational experience and the efficiency of processing the catalyst received. 67 This inspires my passionate hope. What we want to avoid is the well of indifference, that powerless land of the unpolarized. Those who are indifferent in your density are those most to be mourned, for as they eat and drink and are merry without regard to serving others or the self, they simply continue in this density of experience, finding upon graduation that they have not graduated, they have not learned to love, they have not learned to turn towards the light, or to use the light. And so they shall be given, not hell, any more than third density is hell, but simply another third density experience lasting approximately 75,000 of your years. 68 This is a free choice. We can and may repeat third density experience in cycles that last forever, if we choose, and there is no tragedy involved. We have all the time we wish to have to be here and make a substantial choice of service. But for awakened spiritual seekers, the usual attitude is to get on with the work, once the nature of the work is seen. It is a fair question to ask how many of us wanderers are here, by seniority of vibration, for just one more chance at cracking this choice code. A goodly number, I think! 69 Paradoxically, a great asset in coming to this work of polarization is a willingness to surrender our certainties and assumptions, to step aside and just heed what is occurring. Heike Malaska shares his experience. I did not know how to resolve a situation of disagreement with another person. I just knew I had had enough of it all. As I was walking along the riverbank, mulling over all this, I found myself unexpectedly in a state of mind where time seemed to stand still for a moment. In that moment I became clearly conscious of having two distinct choices. I could choose to ignore and not believe in all the power and the good I encountered in myself. Choosing that, I would immediately start experiencing want or lack, would start feeling that I did not have what it would take to be glad I was alive. That would lead to competition with everyone else around me, who would feel the same, and so we would all be fighting each other to be able to grasp what we need before someone else gets it. Thus anything I would need, would always come at the cost of someone else's welfare. But I also realized that in that moment I could choose otherwise. In choosing the other way, creativity immediately opens up in such fashion that there is no way to forecast what will follow, because it will spontaneously be created in the Mo. 185, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Mend It Manifests. And it will always be fresh and new, and for the ultimate good. 70 And Mike Korenko echoes, I am on my way once again. It is such a strange feeling to say, I do not know where I'm going, but I know that the Lord wishes me to walk in this direction. Life offers so many distractions. It is hard to stay focused. But at times like today, it is so beautiful! 71 The joy when that happens, when that moment comes and we feel that all is well. Those of you who talk about this surrender, who chooses? Allow that thought to dissolve the intel. Who chooses? If you choose, you are not choiceless. Yet the one who chooses, chooses most skillfully, most humanly, most full of polarity, when the choice is made with the new mind of entirety and wholeness. The one known as Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. There is, in the Christ consciousness, that choiceless acceptance of the Creator's will. There is, For each entity, the same potential for being true to and complete within the personal line of destiny that accompanies the complete freedom of choice. Another paradox. 72. What more challenging concept for the seeker who wishes to make this choice than to be told that in a way, he also must become choiceless? This is not easy work.